In Northwest News on KPLU, work has resumed on the largest dam removal project in U.S. history. Crews are preparing for the final blasts at Glens Canyon Dam on the Elwha River. Meanwhile, park staff are offering guided walks in areas that have only become accessible since the removal of the first dam 2 years ago. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
All that's left now of the two dams that harness the Elwha River for more than 100 years is a stub beneath the waterline that's about 30 feet tall. Crews have been drilling into it so they can install explosives to take it out safely.
And they're hoping to do the final blast by the end of this month.
That's Rainey McKenna, public information officer with Olympic National Park. She says after the dam wall is gone, the site will be cleared of rubble. All work should be finished this fall, and eventually visitors will be able to peer down into Glens Canyon from balustrades. It might take a year or more for that to be finished, but she says there's still lots of other things to see. Ecosystem restoration is now in full effect.
If you have not been to Olympic National Park in the last 2 years, the changes to the Elwha Valley are dramatic and very exciting. Particularly as vegetation is restored and reestablished and salmon are returning to the river, we're seeing birds, otters, bears, ungulates, and other animals that are returning to this once water-covered landscape.
In addition to joining interpretive river walks, she says park visitors can look at the narrow canyon where the Elwha Dam used to be. That dam has been gone since March 2012, and the former dam site is fully accessible to the public. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.